Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
People, go to the Lord with a voice of God.
Lord, I give myself away to be used by you. I give my strife, I give my pursuit, I give my everything to be used by you. To be a doctor, for he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I wanted to be a doctor, but he wanted me to be a servant in God's vineyard. I have tried to run away, for like Jonah ended in the belly of the
here I am, Lord.
God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
Father, let your glorious rain fall on me. Let me walk in your glorious blessing. Let me dream your glorious mercy. Let me abide in your grace. Father, Father, call you Father.
Of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the sufferings and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captive. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time,
But at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Hallelujah.
Long as the heart remaineth, season come, season go, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever. Long as the earth remaineth, season come, season go, winter, summer, day.
Oh, Lord,
Jacob wrestled with the Lord all through the night, and he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me.
Waking me from this sleep, I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder rose very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blessed me all around? And you shook me by my hand, lead me to the fire, to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
And
You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamana, era bo shana mana. Yeah. You show me love, you show me peace, you give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come, seek for the kingdom. And my right to say, I never want to change the beyond. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my everything. I came boldly, your kingdom, yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you, yeah.
Oh. I will bless the Lord at all.
Sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try. So good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work. to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, you are good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God our Father. Lord, you are good. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. You're a mighty good shepherd. You're an awesome God. You're a good God. Hallelujah. Let us worship in this last worship song, and then we get into prayers and the word. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His seed. Blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise His holy name. We worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love is eternal, endures to all generations. Hallelujah. When Moses boldly pleaded with God, please, show me your glory. He was asking to see God for who He really is. Show me as much as I can stand, Lord. So what did God show him? Exodus 33:19-20. Give us God. God's response. I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim the name Yahweh before you. Hallelujah. Moses wanted to see God's glory. God showed him something so wonderful and accessible that it caused the skin of Moses' face to glow with the radiance of God's presence. God showed Moses His goodness. And so this morning as we enter into prayers and praise and the word and worship, hallelujah, hallelujah, we want God to show us His goodness.
Conference recording started.
Goodness, His goodness, His goodness. Lord, let all your goodness, all your goodness pass before us. Hallelujah. Your goodness. Your goodness. And so we thank God for His goodness. Hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Let us worship him.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We magnify your holy name. Almighty God, you are worthy of praise and glory and honor. There is no one like you, Jesus. We thank you, O God. We honor you, O God. We bless thy holy name. You are awesome. You are good, O God. You are good, O God, and we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, O God. We bless your name. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Even when we are not faithful, Lord, you are faithful. We thank you for your loving kindness, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, Lord, for pouring out your grace and glory upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God, upon our spouses, upon our children, upon our grandchildren, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces and nephews, O God. We cry out for mercy, O God. Mercy for each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you, Lord, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, oh God. In the blood of Jesus, O God, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. In the blood of Jesus, our church family. In the blood of Jesus, our spiritual children. In the blood of Jesus and their families. In the blood of Jesus, O God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, the blood of Jesus. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so, Lord, we thank you. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus take us into the holiest of holies, the precious blood of Jesus. And we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the healing that is in the blood. We claim healing for our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. We soak our hands. Bless the work of our hands, oh, God. Bless our going in and our coming out. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The hands of protection with the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, this building in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood. We claim all the unlimited blessings of the Holy Communion and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, of the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, on each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, God, we put the armor on. Oh, God, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us according to Zechariah 2:5, and the glory within us, oh, God. Be a wall of fire around us, oh, God. Put an edge of protection around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Hey, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for fresh oil, a fresh anointing. Not the anointing from last night or yesterday, but we want a refreshing in Christ Jesus. Refresh us, O God. O God, refresh us, O God. Refresh us, O God. Release the anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove of lightning, O God. In the name of Jesus. O God, is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And so, Father God, we pray this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus for fresh oil. O God, for new wine. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf and do God's bidding in our lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on each and every one of us, oh, God. Holy Spirit, fall upon us, oh, God. Take away the heart of stone and give us the heart, your heart of flesh, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take preeminence. In the name of Jesus, we surrender this time to you. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let God's perfect will be done, and may the Lord perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, Almighty God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you, Almighty God. We adore you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we say thank you, Father. We bless your name, O God. Open our ears to hear what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, as this word comes forth, O God, let your word go forth like a two-edged sword. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Almighty God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Let the atmosphere be charged. Oh God, Lord, glorify yourself in this service. Glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself as I preach this word this morning. Oh, Father God, Holy Spirit, touch the lives of those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, that the name of Jesus will be glorified and honored. In Jesus' name, let the holy light of God shine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we're going to start with this. Hallelujah. 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 Father, let's just pray this before we go into the word. We are talking about the goodness of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you and glorify you. I confess today that you are good. Hallelujah, and that your desire toward me is always, always, always good. No matter what I thank you. You deserve only good things for me. You desire only good things for me and never bad. And you never want me to go with all the things you promised. I thank you that you desire my body to be free from sickness and disease every minute, every day for the rest of my life. I thank you that your desire for me is to be financially abundant and walking in plenty. I thank you that your desire for me is to have a happy, loving, and strong and healthy extended family relationships. I thank you that your goodness is what longs to give, that your goodness is what longs to give me the desire of my heart. Lord, I ask you today to give me a deep, intimate revelation of your goodness towards me. Lord, I pray that you give each and every one of us a deep, intimate revelation of your goodness towards us. I ask that you reveal to us any area in our lives where we are unknowingly questioning your goodness, and help us to eradicate them from our lives forever in Jesus' name. I ask you to cause scriptures from your word pertaining to your goodness to jump out at us and penetrate our spirit, soul, and body. Father, I ask you to help us to throw off those things that hinder wrong belief, wrong thoughts, wrong mindset. I shake those loose from us now in the name of Jesus. We choose to believe in your word and only your word. We pray all these in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to say welcome to each and every one of you this morning that's just joining us. We welcome you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. So we're going to go in with talking about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you two little stories before we go deeper into the word of God. Hallelujah. I want you to open your ears so that you can hear these stories, and then you will be able to tell the common denominator that these two stories share. The first one is one of those ripping good parables that Jesus told upon our Heavenly Father. Once upon a time, there was a wealthy man who early one morning dropped by the marketplace, which was the ancient equivalent to the unemployment office. There he hired a bunch of guys to work in his vineyard for an agreed upon rate of pay. A few hours later, he went back again and then again. Later the same day, each time just 1 hour before sunset. As the last light of day faded, the workers gathered to receive their pay. They were lined up in order from the last one hired and working backwards. And this is when Jesus stuck a zinger into the story. Every man, no matter how long they had worked that day, received exactly the same pay, one day wages. I don't have to tell you that things got a little testy because they were wondering why these people that came late, that we received the same wages. They began to murmur among themselves. Finally, someone said, this is not right. Why? We got a church change. You give these people that only work 1 hour. This is Jesus, the parable. And now you give them the same thing that you gave us. And we've been here for 8 hours. And these people have been here for 1 hour, and they have the same pay. Some being here for 3 hours had the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they were complaining. They were complaining that they did most of the work. They carried a burden under the hot sun, and then they didn't like it, thought it was unfair. Jesus put these words in the mouth of the owner of the vineyard. Didn't we agree together on what I will pay you? I kept my word to you. Now, don't begrudge my desire to be generous for reasons that are mine. I wanted to do something unexpected, something crazy, something that will make these men run home to their wives and say, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. This is a scripture based on Matthew 20. Let's look at it. He gave everyone the same. They agreed in the beginning, and he gave everyone the same. Let's look at that. So pay attention, my brothers and sisters. Now let's look at the second story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a story that we heard, that I heard one, and I'm just going to summarize it. It was a day for final exam, and Ms. Brown walked into the classroom minutes before the teacher arrived. Everyone in the room was doing last minute cramping. Then the professor enters and takes a few minutes to review. Most of it was familiar, but there were something that no one remembered ever hearing. The professor responded with what sent cold chills students' spine. This is in the textbook, and you are responsible for the content of this exam. The time came for the test. He gave the word. Every student took up their pen and turned over their test. I want you to hear this in Ms. Brown's own word. I couldn't believe it. To my astonishment, every answer on the test was filled in. My name was even written on the exam in red ink. Wow. A wordless stir travels like a wave over the classroom as students look at their completed exam. On the bottom of the last page of every test was this note from the professor. All the answers on your test are correct. You received an A on the final exam. The reason you passed the test is because the creator of the test took it for you. All the work you did in preparation for this test did not help you get an A. Hallelujah. And this is a true story. It happened in Missouri. Now consider what you have heard. There was the story of a laborer who were paid a full day wages for 1 hour's work. There was a story of an already completed exam that gave every student an undeserved A. What do these spirits have in common? What do they have in common? Can I tell you something? Those aren't just the experiences in other people's lives. There isn't a single person who's listening right now or who will listen at another time who has not experienced a gracious, lavish, unexpected, undeserved kindness. Every one of us have experienced it. What is more, we experience these serenities every single day. Every single day we experience these things. Undeserved kindness, unexpected kindness. They are poured out us and every day. Every day. Every day. Because God is good. If you want to see God for who he really is, yeah, it's a good starting point. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34, verse 8. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and to him, for the Lord is good. And his love is eternal. And his faithfulness endures to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. When Moses boldly pleaded with God, please show me your glory. He was anxious to see God for who he really is. Show me as much as I can stand, Lord. So what did God show him? Exodus 33:19-20. Give us God's response. I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim the name Yahweh before you. Moses wanted to see God's glory. God showed him something so wonderful and accessible that it caused the skin on Moses' face to glow with the radiance of God's presence. He showed him his goodness. God's goodness defined. Think about it, and we often say it, but do we really understand this attribute of God? Meditate on the goodness of God with me this morning. The Bible defines God's goodness in two ways. One has to do with his character. The other focuses on his action. Actions. Psalm 119, verse 68 captures both when it says of God, when it says of God, you are good and you do what is good. Hallelujah. The first half of that verse focuses on the fact that God is by nature good. That is, he is morally excellent, extraordinary, beautiful, deeply glad, and extravagantly bountiful. But since this is God we are talking about, this goodness ascribed to him is raised to the highest possible level. Think about it. God is the original definition of good. He is good in and of himself. For us, goodness is an added quality, but it comes naturally for him. God is not just the greatest of beings. He is the best. That's exactly what Jesus meant when he said, no one is good but one, God. Mark 10:18. We call all kinds of things good. The food is good. My friend is good. The movie is good. All that we call good on this earth is tainted and imperfect. God alone is goodness itself. God alone is goodness itself. But how do you see the character of a person by his action? So the second strand of the definition of God's goodness concentrates on what he does. And the Bible is replete with the scriptures that point to his kindness, his mercies, his steadfast love, his generosity. God is disposed to give to human beings beyond all, hallelujah, beyond all deserving, all the time he gave us. We don't even deserve it. He gave it to us. Have you ever thought of God as generous towards you? I have. Oh, my God. We will stay all day and talk about the goodness of God, how generous he's been to us. Can you believe that when he looks at you with all your baggage, all your junk, all your hang-ups, he says, generous to you. With all that we carry, he still says, I want to be generous to you. I can't wait to pour out on you that which will make you happy. Not because you deserve it, but because there's something about who I am that loves to overflow in extravagant ways upon you. Hallelujah. This is, God wants to pour his love extravagantly upon you. I don't care what you're going through this morning. I tell you that God wants to overflow, hallelujah, his love extravagantly upon you in extravagant ways. The Bible says those are actually God's thoughts about you. God is for you. He has your back. He is there, plotting to do you good. You are the object of his affection, and because of his divine nature, all that he expresses comes from an expansive, overwhelming, God-sized generosity towards you, kindness towards us. But maybe you just can't go there this morning. Maybe circumstances are so mundane. Your life is so hard. Your options so few. That saying God is good feels hollow to you. Let me help you see through the lenses the Bible supplies. How God reveals his goodness. Let me give you three specific channels God uses to broadcast his goodness to us. Natural blessings, number one. This is the lowest level at which he expresses his goodness, and the one we tend to overlook or take for granted. But David saw it clearly. He was moved by God to write Psalm 145, a hymn of praise that celebrates God's goodness expressed in the created order. Verses 3 and 4 in Psalm 145, he says, Yahweh is great and is highly praised. His greatness is untouchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. And verse 7 and 9 says, describes what the older generation will say to the younger. They will give a testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in faithful love. Verse 9, the Lord is good to everyone. Who is included in the word everyone? Who is? You are. I am included in that word. In that word, God is good to everyone. Everyone. In case you miss it, let's look at the nice verse. His compassion rests on all that he has made. That means there's nowhere in the universe you could go where God wouldn't be good to you. Then you look at 15 and 17, verses 15 and 17. I'm talking about Psalm 145. We read more about his goodness. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and gracious in all his acts. every relationship, every job, every tree, every taste of a bird song, every fruit and flower until a reminder of his compassion for us. Look in every corner of the world, every part of your day today, you will find the overflow of his generosity if you will only begin to look for it. Natural blessings. Number two, his kind intervention. Psalm 107 is totally devoted to this theme and opens with joy. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that he has redeemed them from the hand of the foe. Then the psalmist describes four different scenarios God graciously steps to reveal his goodness. Let's look at one or two of them. God comes to the rescue of his people who are frantically searching for something or someone that will satisfy their soul. When they cry out to the Lord, he will deliver them, and their soul will find its true home. Take time and read Psalm 107. God intervenes in the life of those who have rebelled against the word of God and suffered for it. When we repent, he delivers us from our distresses. He breaks the chain of sin that binds us and turns our night into day. Hallelujah. God intervenes on behalf of his goodness in the lives of foolish people who have given themselves to sin and find its death-bringing results touching their relationships and life. When they cry to the Lord, he heals them and reverses the killing effects of sin in their lives. God rescues those pounded by calamity. When the storms threaten to sink us, when we at our wits' end, we can call to him and see him command the storms to be still, because he is good. He's been there for you more than you will ever know. No matter what situation you're facing this morning, God is the best person to take it to. There's no surer source of deliverance or blessing than him. He is good all the time. God is good through his son Jesus. Colossians 1 reminds us that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, verse 15, and that God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, verse 19. Colossians 1, verse 19. Jesus is God's goodness in the flesh. He demonstrates God's desire to pour out blessings and help and deliverance in three ways. He took the judgment that our sins deserve upon himself. Romans 5, 8 says, God proved his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. God's extravagance flowed to us in the amazing substitution of his son in our place on the cross. His death for us is the undisputed picture of unmerited goodness. We don't deserve it. We do not deserve it. In fact, we continue to do things that prove we didn't earn this. But God is good. His nature drives a desire to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. So he put forward his son on our behalf to take our hell and give all who believe heaven. Hallelujah. Includes a thousand other things in the gift of himself. Romans 8:32 says, this is of God. He did not even spare his own son, but offered him up us for us all. How will he also with him grant us everything? In other words, God has already shown his goodness toward us in the biggest way possible. All the other details to help us to live a godly life through thick and thin, these are included in that gift. Jesus unlocks God's goodness towards us in new ways. 2 Corinthians 1:20, every one of God's promises is yes. in Christ. That means all the good and perfect gifts of God comes to us through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you want to understand and appreciate God's goodness, God's goodness begins and ends with Jesus. Hallelujah. How do you respond to the goodness of God? The goodness of God calls for a response. Hallelujah. Repent of unbelief and ingratitude. Repent. Rest in His goodness when you're going through problems and situations. Rest in His goodness when adversity comes. Rest in His goodness. How great is your goodness that you have stored up for those who fear you and accomplished in the sight of everyone for those who take refuge in you. Psalm 31, verse 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Rest in God's goodness. And then you step out in faith. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Rest in His goodness. Rest in His goodness. Rest in His goodness. Hallelujah. When problems come, rest in His ungrateful. What do I mean by that? Repent. Hallelujah. Because there are many times we are so ungrateful for all the things that God has done. How do we show that? By murmuring, by complaining, by casting blame on others. So to respond to God's goodness, repent of unbelief and ingratitude, rest in His goodness when problems come, and step out in faith. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning on Your goodness. As we ask You to forgive us, oh God, for being ungrateful, for murmuring and complaining, have mercy on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to rest in Your goodness when we have issues and problems in our lives, because we trust You. We have faith. We believe in You. Thank You that Your goodness hides us. Your goodness fights for us, because of Your goodness, You war on our behalf. Thank You for all that You've done. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For Thine is Thy kingdom, Thy power, and Thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love and fellowship of His Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will rest in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you with all His goodness passed before each and every one of us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
I love You, Lord, for Your mercy never fails. All my days
I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, of the good.